Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Warning: Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks podcast. As always, I'm John Connor saying thank you for joining me this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying, solo, bite-sized true crime case. Y'all may notice that it is just me this week. Olivia is not here. That is because we had some scheduling conflicts. Unfortunately, the day of this recording, I had something I had to attend to this evening, and she has a test that she is working on studying for. So we just couldn't line up. You know, Olivia works really hard. She's got a lot of stuff going on with school and things like that. And I do not like to miss episodes if we do not have to. So this will be a solo case. So I just want to say thank you for hanging out with me this week. I know, sometimes it's a little bit different when it's just one of us, but really appreciate you hanging in there. Super excited to cover this case with you. It is a developing story that is actually breaking down right now. So super excited to hear what the listeners and the locksmiths think. And I'm going to just go ahead and put it out there. Again, hope y'all are doing good. Hope y'all, having a good week. Everybody's happy, healthy. Families are good. Going to be 100% honest with you. It's just me. So there's not a lot of gabby to get to. So we'll just go ahead and jump on into the stabby and break down this week's short on time case. This week, we're headed to Brunswick County, North Carolina, when what seemed to be a missing persons case would soon turn into something much more sinister. In early June of this year, family members of Christy Ward and Charles Antwine had reported them missing. While searching for the two individuals, a sheriff's deputy in neighboring Florence County decided to check the Lynch's River boat landing near a local cemetery. Now, while investigating, the deputy made a strange discovery. There, peeking out of the water, was the roof of a mostly submerged car. With help from EMS, the vehicle was towed from the river. Luckily, there was no one inside, but there was still a license plate attached. When investigators ran the tag, it came back registered to one of the missing people, 56-year-old Charles Antwine. The plate led to an address on Stillwater Road near Lake City. Deputies were dispatched to conduct a property check. They knocked on the door repeatedly, but no one answered. But something concerned the officers. They all noticed an unusual smell coming from the home. Eventually, a search warrant would be obtained, and when deputies entered the residence, they found Charles Antwine sitting alone on the couch. But as investigators continued to search the home, their initial concerns became a reality. Three plastic containers were found. Each one was taped shut with human remains inside. Antwine was arrested and charged with desecration of human remains. Now, these remains were sent to the coroner for examination, where it was determined that the body was that of a female. The coroner was also able to identify that the cause of death was blunt force trauma, and it appeared that the body had been dismembered post-mortem. Now, investigators are fairly certain that the victim in the bins is Christy Ward, but it will take some time to make a definitive identification. After the autopsy was completed, Charles Antoine was also charged with murder. And on July 29th, he was transferred back to the Brunswick County Detention Center. Now, this is a developing case, so we'll definitely need to keep an eye on it and report back with any updates. Now, I don't know about y'all, but this is definitely an unsettling case for me. I am not sure what the relationship between Christy and Charles was, so I'm definitely wanting again to revisit it and find out more about what happened. And I'm really hoping that as this case continues to develop, you know, we will learn more. There's just not a lot out there right now. But, you know, the one thing that really, really kind of stuck with me, a couple of weeks ago, we did a case about a gentleman named Charles Byrd who had killed his wife and wrapped her in, you know, garbage bags and carpets and was living in the home with the remains. And it seems like a very similar situation in the Antoine case here where, you know, he's just in the house sitting there on the couch with these bins that are obviously just radiating this terrible smell throughout the home and permeating the residence. I mean, we had officers there that, you know, could smell this smell from outside the home. And so, you know, I just can't imagine living in that situation, you know, what it would take to just like sit with that smell and the knowing what you've done. There's just so many layers to it that I find incredibly disturbing. So again, this is just one of those ones that really leaves me wanting more. I you know, just want the details. I want to know what is going on here. But just the idea that you're just casually sitting on the couch, ignoring the police, knocking on your door while these bins are just sitting there and, oh man, it just gets under, it makes my skin crawl super hard. Obviously, you know, it does feel like Antoine is responsible, like he ditched his car in the river, hoping that it wouldn't be found. But again, there's just so many questions. There's so much more I want to know. So if I'm breaking down the deadbolt test, I think for me, I would put this just right now with the very little that I know about it, I would put this at about a 7 because of the fact that, again, you are living in these conditions. Like there has to be some kind of mental illness, some kind of dysregulation that allows you to live in that way and just, you know, be okay with it. So I think for me, I would put this at a 7, but as always, we want to hear from the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does the murder of Christy Ward by Charles Antoine fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, what the heck are you doing? Come hang out with us. We'd love to get the opportunity to spend some time with you, get to know you. We just had some new members join this week as well. So if you're interested in coming and being part of our community, there is a link in the description of the episode that you're listening to right now. Click that link. Come hang out with us. We'd love to have you. Also, if you like what we do and you want to help financially support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks and get signed up today. We got a lot of great tiers, exclusive benefits. You get stickers, coffee mugs, stuff like that. But you also get the episodes ad-free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those pesky commercials, Patreon is the way to go. So again, if you want to help us out, that's patreon.com/checkthelocks and get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening, hanging out with us, sharing what we do with your friends and family means just as much, if not more. So if that is you, you're listening, you're sending the show out in any way or telling people to check it out or wearing a t-shirt or, you know, just talking about it with your friends, just know that we appreciate it more than we could ever tell you. It's all about that grassroots growth and people will listen if you tell them about it. So if you are sharing this, just know it does mean the world to us. We appreciate you so much. That's all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you're subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week with another truly terrifying, bite-sized true crime case. But until then, don't forget to check the locks. We'll see y'all next week.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water. but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.